A new police chief for Chicopee. Confetti-filled eggshells may be restricted at borders. We're going to church less and less. Gas prices are down. And a new musical opens at the Majestic.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It is Monday, April 18, 2022. And this week feels a bit less like spring, but the sun is shining, some birds are chirping, so the spirit is here. Sneaky segue to the weather, isn't it? Sun and clouds today, a high of 59 degrees. The winds are northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy rain developing, a low of 38. The winds will be southeast 5 to 10, a chance of rain at 50%. The ultraviolet index at 6, the humidity 48%, and our higher elevations could even see some snow. A most unusual Easter, U.S. Customs and Border Protection is reminding border commuters that cascarones, confetti-filled eggshells, are restricted to no more than a dozen per person. These shells are decorated and etched or painted, must be clean, dry, and free of any egg residue, according to the CPB. And these are the shells that are brought in by passengers at ports of entry. These shells might even be carrying diseases such as avian influenza, a.k.a. bird flu, that could wipe out the American poultry industry. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, there is currently an outbreak affecting chicken and egg farms in several states across the country, especially in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. Other diseases, such as Newcastle disease, can also be spread by contaminated eggshells brought in from Mexico or Canada. The USDA says these viruses infect chickens, turkeys, ducks, partridges, pheasants, quail, pigeons, and ostriches. Now, according to the CBP, attempting to bring in prohibited agricultural items could lead to traveler delays and may result in a fine up to $1,000. Chicopee is wishing congratulations to their new Chief of Police, Patrick J. Major. After an intensive selection process, he was chosen by Mayor John Vio, Human Resources Director Paul Winspear, Sheriff Nick Cochi, Acting Superintendent Alvin Morton, and former Human Resources Director Richard Merchant. Thank you to City Clerk Keith Rattell for swearing him in. Chicopee officials say we look forward to this next chapter for the Chicopee Police Department, and we're confident in Chief Major's leadership skills, knowledge, and experience. Americans are going to church less and less, with church membership dropping below 50% for the first time in 8 decades. This comes from the Gallup people. Only 47% of Americans said they belonged to a church, synagogue, or mosque in 2020, and that number was 70% in 1999. In fact, church membership in the U.S. hovered around 70% since all the way back to the 1930s. Since the turn of the century, that figure is steadily the portion of Americans who say they do not identify with any religion whatsoever, and that's grown by 8% to just over 20% in the last 3 years. Gallup found this declined, the newer generation principally, the less they attend church or identify with a religion at all. Whereas nearly 60% of baby boomers attend church, that figure is only 36% for millennials. Gas prices in Massachusetts have gone down another 4.5 cents, averaging $3.90 per gallon in Springfield. This was as of today. The lowest price for a gallon of gas in Western Mass is $3.64 per gallon. Now, while the most expensive is $4.39, compared to nearby areas, Connecticut is $3.85 a gallon, and Worcester $4.08 a gallon. National average price of gas down last week, averaging $4.06 per gallon. The national average down 21.1 cents per gallon from a month ago, standing at $1.21 per gallon higher than 1 year ago. Tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19, the tax deadline in Massachusetts. This year, the filing date is later than usual, so if you haven't filed yet, you're running out of time. Whether you are preparing your taxes with a tax expert or filing yourself, you need to make sure to check for simple errors. Double-check your reductions and unemployment benefits. And if your income is below the filing threshold, you may still be eligible for a refund of withheld taxes or estimated payments. So, file before it's too late. Over the weekend, the next big show opened up at the Majestic. This time it is the hit Broadway musical based on the hit 1982 movie, 9 to 5. I'm sure you remember the original film starring Dolly Parton and spawning the hit title song. Transfers to the live stage with an entire score penned by Parton, the show gets the expected high gloss and polish of all Majestic productions and runs through May 29. You can reach the box office at the Majestic at 747-7797. 747-7797. And Mayor Dominic J. Sarno, joined by Springfield police officer and military veteran Arhel Falcon, Vietnam veteran retired Sergeant First Class Eugene Bryce, and Vietnam veteran Bernard McCluskey, visited Polar Park for 413 night at the Worcester Red Sox. Woo Sox. And this was their game last night. Now, the mayor threw out the ceremonial first pitch. It wasn't in the dirt, too. He's very proud of that. He also did a segment on Nesson's TV broadcast of the game promoting Springfield. Springfield's own Michelle Brooks Thompson sang the national anthem, and Arhel Falcon and Eugene Bryce were recognized and honored for their services and their sacrifices. This gets us up and rolling for a new week here in Western Mass on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, very happy to be bringing this information to you on a regular basis, Monday through Friday. And our next program is tomorrow, of course, Tuesday, and we'll have all the regular information you expect, but also Mark Auerbach drops by with his R-Speed report. The show will go up in the morning and be available to you online and on demand throughout the day and night. Have a great day. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.